is my first Children's Day. Several of you have said, no, it's really not. It can't be. I promise this really is my first Children's Day. And I have heard so many great things about Children's Day. I feel like I've already experienced it. But a common theme I've heard from so many of you is how much you value our children. I've heard how Children's Day began many, many years ago with some four children. And the church then recognized the value of children and being intentional in having them in worship and in the life of the church. I've heard how so many of you sitting here were once part of Children's Day. From our youth to our adults, even Bud Cage was part of a Children's Day. But something else I've heard of a great example of how much this church has valued children is an example of the pulpit and the altar here. That Mr. Lauren's service so lovingly decided that the children needed an age-appropriate, size-appropriate way to worship and to learn about worship. And I'm sorry to say his health got these only to about 90-95% completion. But recently we found them downstairs, and thanks to Sandy Green and Joanne Bates and Tom Maxwell and Karen McCoy, and most importantly, our children, these are ready to be used. Our children laid down all those tiles, and I think how fitting it is that it's first used on a Children's Day. Mr. Service's dream was for children to get to experience worship, and today and from the days on out, they will get to. So thanks be to God for this church and so many of you who've envisioned the way to let our children live and love and most importantly grow in Christ through worship here. Yeah, Children's Day began with four children, but isn't it something that we're going to get to see how many precious little children are now growing in Christ and becoming disciples of Christ by this day? This is a day we celebrate our children in worship. The day we get to worship with them. I give thanks to God for our children. And I see them in the back. They are ready to lead us in worship. Come, let us worship our God.
Welcome, J.C. Abbott.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to Rehoboth United Methodist Church. Today is a good day because today we celebrate Children's Day. We have celebrated Children's Day here for over 125 days. So without further ado, here's Children's Day for you. Now we ask the congregation for the call to worship.
Call to worship, Braden Thompson.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
Opening prayer, Sam Miller.
Please bow your heads. Dear God, hear my prayer. Thank you for giving us another Children's Day. Give all the kids performing today the bravery to perform with great confidence. Please be with all of those who are homesick or otherwise unable to come to church. I want to lift up to you the brave soldiers who are fighting overseas for our freedom. Please bring them home safely. Lord, thank you for this very special day that we do in honor of you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Bible reading, J.C. Abbott.
Matthew, verse 18, 1 through 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child and had them stand among them. And he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whomever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me."
Now we ask the congregation to join the Rehoboth Children's Day Choir in the Lord's Prayer. Song, Alive, Alive. A lesson for children and grown-ups alike, Jesse Thomas.
It's time for big church. You know you are faced with 1 hour of grown-up talk. You choose to: A, squirm in your seat until you slide out onto the floor. B, keep making groaning sounds until your parents get mad. seat. Sit still and quietly. Pray and listen for Bible truth you can understand. D. Rattle pieces of paper as you make paper airplanes.
C.
Sometimes God asks us to do things that might seem hard. Moses had to keep his arms upheld up over his head through a whole battle. You have to sit still at church. Just like Moses' battle, the church service is very important. You need to stay quiet and still and listen. Simply think of it as your battle command post. It's up to you to keep watch and listen. God doesn't ask you to do anything that he won't help you do. Ask him now to give you the strength of Moses the next time you sit through a church service.
Speech, Wesley Thomas.
I know I'm just a little lad. I guess you say I'm small, but Jesus still loves me even after I'm this tall.
Speech, Madeline Severing.
Welcome. This is a happy day to gather here and see such a crowd of people all smiling happily. We're here too because we know we have something real and true, something from God's holy word to share this day with you.
Song, Praise Ye the Lord. Bible verse, Kaylee Kenworthy.
Deuteronomy 11:1. Love the Lord your God and do what he wants you to do. Always obey his laws, rules, and commands. Proverbs 35. Every word of God is flawless. He's a shield for those who take refuge in him.
Speech, Katie Oliver.
How good it feels to give a gift and see that person smile. If we had money we could spare, we give gifts all the while. But there are many other things we can afford to give. Happy smile to our friends and those who near us live. A friendly word to lonely ones we meet along our way. A helping hand before we're asked. Give little gifts each day.
Piano solo, James Wilbank.
Thank you.
Hughes Harrington. Bible verse, Daniel Draper.
Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6.
Song, The Big Church Bell. Speech, Courtney Cathcart and Jenna McDaniel.
J is for Jesus, who loves us all, whether we're grown up or children small.
E is for everyone present today who has to come here and what we have to say.
S is for Savior, we could tell you of him, the wonderful light that never goes dim.
U is for us, for Jesus and me. Whoever I'm going, he is with me, you see.
S is for songs, which we sing to our Lord. Many good lessons we learn from his word.
Piano solo, Megan Abbott. Poem, Scott Boone.
Jesus called them one by one, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Nixon, Philip, Thomas, Stu, Matthew, and Bartholomew. James, the one they called the less, Simon, also Thaddeus. 12 apostles Judas made, Jesus was by him betrayed. Matthias then took Judas's place to preach to men of every race. Paul, 3 preaching trips did make and went to Rome for Jesus' sake.
Bible verse, Cassidy Kenworthy.
Luke 12:27. Think about how the lilies grow. They do not vapor or despair, but Solomon didn't dress like these.
Song, I Am a Christian. Sarah Miller and Oliver Harrington. Bible verse, Tessa Hamilton.
The Lord is God, and He has made His light shine upon us. Psalm 18:27.
Song, Caitlin Murphy and the Rehoboth Children's Day Choir.
Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my life. I'm so glad You came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth to show.
Books of the Bible, Owen Flanagan.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel 1 and 2, Kings 1 and 2, Chronicles 1 and 2, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Corinthians 1 and 2, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians 1 and 2, Timothy 1 and 2, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, Peter 1 and 2, John 1, 2, and 3, Jude, Revelation, and those are the books of the Bible.
Song, I'm in the Lord's Army. Bible verse, Carter Hamilton.
Teach me the way I should go, for you I lift up my soul. Psalm 143, verse 8.
Song, Keaton Kenworthy. Bible verse, Megan Abbott.
The
but grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
We now ask the congregation to join in singing "The Church in the Wildwood" under the leadership of Bob McKendry while the offering is being collected. The words are printed on the front of your bulletin.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier spot in the vale, no place so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, church in the vale, no spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood, to the trees where the wildflowers bloom, where the party.
We will now have a special musical performance by John Franklin. Song, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. Due to some earlier technical difficulties, we're going to try this again. Song, Hughes Harrington.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
For a Children's Day tradition that has developed in recent years, we will have a special performance of The Little White Church in the Bend, written and performed by Kevin Kenworthy, accompanied by the Children's Day Choir.
Stop working for me again? Oh, no. I was kind of hoping, but, you know. Hi, guys. Truly a thorn amongst roses, aren't I? Well, you know, it doesn't take long when you're here at Rehoboth to figure out that this church is all about family. It took us about two times coming here, about 11 or 12 years ago, to figure that out. And that's the story of the song is what you see up here today. It's over 100 years of Children's Day. and families and generations that that take the lead on our worship today. It's his family and generation after generation. That's what this song is about. And I've been lucky last year. I'm not turning 50 this year, so the attention is truly on the kids. You're going to help me out, right? It's a place where my mother taught me to pray. And it's where my dad gave sister's hand away. It's where my grandma shares her bread. And it's where my grandpa worked so hard to keep a roof over our heads. On the day he died, it's the place that we cried. And then lifted him up in praise. Carried him up to that holy place. The house of God so filled with love. So he could be with us again. To watch over our little white church. Where the doors are open to the rock and the rain. It's our little white church, the end of the band. With room to grow and for all to know that the table is set and the dreams can be met. With faith and a moment of prayer while you sit. In our little white church, near the end of the band. Now it's where my children learn about love. Where they're cleansed by water, blessed from above. With hearts so pure and sights set so high. It's where I'm watching them grow and watching them fly to places in their minds. And if they fall to the ground, it's a place we can cry. Because faith always finds a way of guiding us through our pain and lifting us up with God's love to where his angels to soar. To watch over our little white church at the end of the bay, where the doors are open. It's our little white church in the end of the bay. I'm older now and the kids are all grown. Thank you, Tim. They're taking jobs and far from our home. But when we're together, the place that we go is where I work so hard to keep a roof over our heads. On the day I die, I don't want them to cry. Just lift me up in praise. Carry me up to that holy place. The house of God, so filled with love, so I can be with them again. Watch over our little white church. Where the doors are open. It's our little white church. At the table is set, your dreams can be met. Faith and a moment of prayer while you sit.
Jacob Earlywine. We now ask that anyone that has participated in Children's Day in years past to please stand and join the Children's Day Choir in singing the goodbye song. We'll now ask Mike Potts to come forward with our benediction and blessing.
It is my privilege to have served as the pastor of Rehoboth United Methodist Church, the senior pastor, for the last 5 years. So this is my fifth Children's Day. And each year I'm amazed at how the children come together and lead us in worship. And let's express our thanks. Also, one of the things that I recognize is that this would not come off without some strong leadership from some adults in our congregation. And all the adults that had something to do with today coming together and happening, I'd like for you all to stand up so we can express our appreciation to you. Stand up. Well, I would maintain that one of the best things that we do as Methodists is worship. There are some others who would say the best things that we do are come together and eat lots of food. We're about to go outside. You're going to see food like you've never probably seen it before unless you've been here in past years. We encourage you to stay for lunch, even if you didn't bring some food. And if you'll stand, I'll offer our benediction and our blessing. Hear this benediction. Gracious God, we give you great thanks for the children in our congregation and the way that they have led us today in worship. And we give you thanks for the food that we are about to eat. We pray, God, that your blessing might be upon this food, that it might nourish us, that we might be people who go out and live for Jesus Christ each and every day. And we ask all this in his glorious name, saying amen.